It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind. Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, looking back, he can trace everything to a single night. A light switched itself on, a door flew open, and a perfectly ordinary house stopped feeling ordinary.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is a number to share your real ghost stories with us on when you dial that into the device that you type into that's in your pocket. And that's how it works. We'd love to hear your real ghost stories, so please do check that out. And press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching YouTube. We are back on there. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. Links in the description as well. And press subscribe, and you can now watch us doing the show. That's everything on YouTube. It's all video on our channel of us sitting here every week telling ghost stories. So now you, too, can join us in our basements.
And we are getting some great comments on our YouTube. People are glad that the video's back. They loved last week when you danced with your dog.
Ooh, we can do more dog
that
dancing.
That was adorable.
Yeah.
Bells.
He starts grinning. Bells. Bells in the other room with Harper right now. So I can hear her. I can hear her her collar right now. I can. Oh, are you bringing me the bell? We're hearing we're getting a lot of people enjoying me dancing with the dog. So
too bad he didn't dance with the dog in the last episode.
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
no, I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before. I swear it's true. And I owe it all to you.
Oh, I had the time of my life.
Thank you,
my
Carol.
My God, that is the cutest dog ever.
So would Belle be playing the part of Jennifer Warnes, I'm guessing? Yeah.
Yeah, in the AI version of, oops. Oh, she doesn't like that. She's like, I am no Jennifer Warnes, Todd.
She's all offended now.
You just pissed the dog off. When you said, is she the part of Jennifer Warren? She's like, nope, I ain't Jennifer Warren's.
Way to go, Todd.
How would I know that she'd be so adverse to being Jennifer Warren's?
I don't know. It's
weird for me to possibly
weird
know
one degree of separation. A couple years ago, a friend of the person I was with was visiting, and she was the former personal assistant of Jennifer Warren.
What?
Yeah. It's like what she did for like 15 years. And I'm like, from like the songs and all. And she's like, yep. I'm like, no shit. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting. But, yeah. it's, yeah, life is weird. Just the weird randomness that kind of comes about. Okay, well, Dancing with the Dog, they like that. Mixed with Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren's impersonation.
Yeah. And apparently a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about stovetop stuffing. I don't know if it was last week or the week before.
Oh, and you
something.
Ate it. I ate just it out of the box.
Right. And somebody else said that they also like it out of the box. So I just want to give myself a little bell on that because, yeah.
And I had never even thought about that before. But then we did decide that it would probably be good like croutons.
Yeah. Very good.
What like about croutons. Ramen? Does anybody eat ramen raw?
No.
Kids do that.
They do?
Why? Yeah. I've never done that. I mean, it's like, I mean, I've had like a bite, but it's like if it's like a little piece on the counter that fell.
No.
Yeah, but so they just bust it open like a candy bar and start chomping.
Yeah, like a rice cake kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh, that just doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like it would be good. And B, I don't think it could be very good for you. There's no flavoring on that stuff unless you put it in like the salt packet.
They sprinkle it on. And
okay, when you say they,
the youth of America,
right? But where are you getting this information? Is this coming from your daughter? Is your daughter the one who does it?
No. I mean, okay. I've seen it. I've seen like I think I've seen like TikToks and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
TikTok. Yeah, I've never even thought about
that. And that's what my neighbor told me on the porch that they heard from their aunt. In Norman and in there they were at the Piggly Wiggly and they saw the kid buying the ramen and they said, fucking kids, no more ramen. And no more ramen for you. You aren't eating it right. And the kids threw a ramen packet at them and they're probably in a gang.
Take that.
That's how I know.
That sounds legit too.
Yeah, totally really legit. Does. Like I
somewhere
totally believe
that story.
I know that happened. The ramen.
Ramen. I don't know why they're suddenly up there saying ramen.
Next time I order it, it's like, I'd like the ramen.
I was just kind of picturing that bitch that accosted the people that at that store the other day. I think they were Muslim, and then now that she's, you know, like just out of nowhere, just these two kids. And it was, have you seen this video that was going around?
No.
It's just like, what the fuck? And she's just this racist young nurse, and she looks like normal. And then she's just
she's
like
horrible.
These two kids are just, they're not doing it. They're just walking through the store and just, you're this and go back to your, and it's like, Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with people? And the scary part is I've seen like some politicians and shit be like, I stand with her. Like, of course you do. Of course you do. And all of the feeble thinking people like you that would do something like that to two innocent children. It's not even about race or religion or anything. It's about how sad you must feel inside to do that to someone else. And that emptiness that exists within you that makes you lash out on strangers. Anyway.
I don't get that. And you see those videos all the time. And those women just double down.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then they'll get out their own phone and they'll go, I'm going to get you on Facebook Live.
It's like, for what? You just accosted two people in the Clorox aisle. They were looking at sponges, and you decided this is a moment to tell them to leave the country.
And they're gonna use Facebook to tell their story. It's kind of like saying, I'm going to put you on MySpace Live.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
Go to Facebook Live right now and show the whole world how horrible I am.
Pull out a Polaroid camera, take pictures, and mail it to do like a chain letter kind of thing.
It's just how horrible that must be to living in that person's brain that you just feel the urge to accost people at a fucking store.
Can you not mind your own fucking business and just get what you need and get the fuck out?
Exactly. Like, why?
Why does it even matter? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, you dig, and I'm sure you'd find a very fucked up, chaotic world in that person's life that's making them like this. But probably a lot of it's self-inflicted and by choice.
And haven't they kept up with the other previous stories, like what they're doing, and found out that most all those people have lost their jobs?
I don't think they care. They're so I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that is. I mean, it's I don't know. Because it comes from a weird place of fear.
Yeah.
And but they're talking almost like it's apocalyptic moments, and I must like go up to people and say something horrible because this is the end. I mean, that's what it looks like. And so their brain is processing shit probably like it's that, even though it's not. So it's at the end of the day, it's a huge cognitive distortion and they're fucked up and they need some help. But you know, it's the culture that amped them up to there. And not everybody gets to that point, but some brains will. And these mm-hmm. are the type of people that you get.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, fucked up. But anyway, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, let's go to a phone call and hear a ghost story.
My name is Chris, and I am from Springfield, Missouri. I have one story for you from when I was younger, about 12 years ago. I grew up in the country, outside of Springfield, and the house that I lived in was built for my family before we even moved in. And when I was around 11 years old, I remember being upstairs in my living room, playing a video game, doing something along those lines. It was about 2:30 in the morning. I was the only one in the house that was awake. And I remember that I had to get up and go to the bathroom. So naturally, I went and did my business. And I knew that I forgot to turn the light out, but I figured I would go back in there eventually, that I would turn it back off next time. I went and continued to play my game and realized that a couple minutes later, the light had turned off by itself. I thought maybe the light bulb had just burnt out or something along those lines. So I went in there to check it. And I noticed that the light switch had flicked down. Getting just a little bit curious, I flipped the light switch back up to see what would happen as I turned and walked out. Not even 5 seconds after I turned and walked away, the light switch went back off. And I went back in there just to make sure again. And lo and behold, the light was off. It was very early in the morning, late in the night. I'm sure I was suffering from being super tired. And maybe my mind was just playing tricks on me. But I remember that at this point, I was pretty frightened. So I shut my game off. I turned all the lights off. And I ran downstairs into my parents' room. And I closed the door behind me and laid on the floor. Not even a couple minutes that I was laying on the floor, the door to the room flew open by itself. And if you remember, I was the only one in the house outside of my parents at the time. All of our dogs were in the room with us, all our cats, whatever. And it was a pretty sturdy door. It's not something that the wind could have blown open by itself or anything like that. And it just whooshes open by itself. And I remember my mom waking up because it slammed against the wall. And she yelled at me and told me to close the door. So I just kind of swallowed. I was like, okay, and closed the door. I don't know if maybe my mind was just playing tricks on me or something did happen, or in the case of the light switch, maybe there was something electrical that was going on. But it was not an isolated incident. I had several paranormal experiences in that house that I grew up in and throughout my entire life. From that point, I've always been, I don't know if you would say sensitive or empathic or whatever you would call it, but I've always had a knack for being exposed to that kind of thing. Funnily enough, about in August, I went to a Titanic museum that is in Branson, Missouri. And I remember walking through the museum, and there were several artifacts from the wreck itself. And I just remember getting extremely overwhelmed and uncomfortable. And I don't want to say sad, but just it was just a strong feeling there that I couldn't get out of the museum fast enough. I have several more stories to tell you. I'm sure if you would like, I will call back in or write in someday to share some more. They range from keyboards turning on by themselves to possible possession. Thanks so much, guys. Bye.
That made me laugh because that's a pretty big range.
Yeah, right. I mean,
keyboards
it's
turning on by
the lowest of the lowest, keyboards turning on, possession. I mean, that's a pretty wide arc.
Everywhere in between.
Wow. Yeah. Or is it? Or is it such a wide arc? Because if we look back in our history, there was warning signs years ago about all of this. In fact, we have a PSA from the 1980s, 1990s, somewhere around there, about video games.
This is important information.
We were warned.
Good evening, concerned parents. Today we're here to talk about a hidden danger lurking in your own home. Video games are the devil's own portal straight to hell! Oh, heavens to Betsy! My little Timmy was a God-fearing boy until that Pac-Man machine got him. Now he runs around the house eating imaginary dots and speaking in demonic beeps. His eyes glow like the screen. That's right, folks. These innocent-looking cartridges are stealing your children's precious souls one pixel at a time. My daughter touched that Zelda game, and now she's summoning fairies that are actually demons. She drew pentagrams with her crayons and sacrificed her My Little Pony to the great pixel beast. Video games will drag your family into the fiery pit. Beware! Mario isn't rescuing anyone. He's leading your kids directly into Satan's castle. Sonic the Hedgehog, more like Sonic the Hellhog. Every joystick click is a step closer to eternal damnation. My son hasn't said amen in months. He only says game over while his room fills with the smell of brimstone. Last night, the TV started bleeding and called him by his secret sin name. Burn those games before they devour your baby's souls. There are no extra lives in hell. Parents, no high scores in heaven. Smash the consoles, pray for deliverance, and save your children from this 8-bit nightmare. Video games are the portal to hell. Protect our children. This has been a public service announcement from the Coalition Against Demonic Entertainment. Stay vigilant. And may God bless your family.
Yes.
Game over.
Sponsored by the IBLP. my God, there you go. We were warned. They are a demonic portal to hell.
Do you guys remember the Mr. Yuck back in the day?
No.
Yes, the stickers.
Yeah, the little green sticker guy that was all about poisoning. What? Do you have one?
He's looking around.
I don't know what drawer it's in. I'd have to do a little digging, but I'm pretty sure it's in that dresser right over there. Because I got them when Harper was little, because I thought, I remember Mr. Yuck. That was fun. I want to do that for her. So I bought a roll of them off eBay or something. But I just saw them the other day, and I'm pretty sure they're in that thing over there. Yes.
So you don't know what that is, Carol?
I'm Googling it right now. Mr. Yuck stickers. Oh, yeah, I have seen those.
So it was to try and scare people away from, scare kids away from, like, drinking poisonous stuff under the sink and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, or, like, the medicine cabinet. Or I remember, like, it was on, like, anything that you just can't drink. And you knew if you saw that, don't drink it. So, yeah.
That's what the PSA reminded me of that you created. That's why I brought it up. Because it kind of had that bum, bum, brr kind of weird sound to it. Like,
there's Mr. Yuck. Poison. Yep. Mr. Yuck.
Mr. Yuck. Mr. Yuck.
It says it was created in 1971.
Sounds about right.
By the Pittsburgh Poison Center.
Brilliant.
Video games are the portal to hell.
To hell. Yeah. Yep.
The kid doesn't say amen anymore. He says game over.
Game over. The thing is, if you ran that thing in like 1989, people have been like, oh, great. Like, that would have been a popular PSA. They'd have been all about it. And it is absurd as it sounds.
In the 80s with the satanic panic.
Holy shit. They would have been like, oh, okay, yeah.
Video game panic.
Courtesy of the station and the ad council.
Exactly. I'll steal their phone call at 855.
Wait, I got to talking and listening and stuff. Oh, and
hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game over, Carol. Game over.
Dang it. I'm going to get fired. I'm so fired. Hold on. What were you going to say, Tony?
Bum, bum, ba-da.
Weren't you going to say, we have another phone call.
I think we're another phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys? My name is John from New York. When I was younger, my parents we had grown up living in this little small white house. And as my dad's company got bigger, he decided to buy 200 acres of property out a little bit towards the country to build our own house now. And with this 200 acres of land came a little farmhouse. The farmhouse had a little silo, had a barn, stuff like that. Built, I don't even know when, I don't want to lie and say 1800s, but this very, very, very old. So we built our new house, and as time went on, we decided that we should rent out this old farmhouse that is a pretty big building, but it's not something I don't want to say upscale person, but not many people would want to live in the house. So my dad put the rent really, really low, and we ended up getting tenants, which happened to work at the church down the street. Really nice people. And so years go by, they're perfect tenants, everything's fine. We now live on the property with them, although there's 200 acres and they're at the other end of the 200 acres. So one day, it's the first of the month, my mom drives over there to get the rent like she had for years, knocks on the door, and no one answers, which, I mean, that's normal. People don't answer the door. They don't always have to answer the door for you. But days goes by, we're texting them, calling them, no answer. So now a week goes by, and my dad's, he's getting a little mad, thinks he's getting stiffed on rent. He goes over and, like, he has a key, like most tenants do. He knocks on the door, texts them saying, I'm coming in that day if you don't. And we go in the house, and I'm with him. And, like, to get in the house, you have to go through the garage first because the side door is so decrepit you wouldn't want to go in there. So we go in the garage, and the second we walk in the garage, right in front of us, like over, like in the corner right by us, is a coffin. And at this point, me and my dad just look at each other like, oh my goodness, what happened? So me being the kid I am, I'm not sure why I can't let me do this. I walk over and open the coffin. And thank God there was nothing in there. So we walk in there. And in the family room, on the like old hardwood floor, is a circle of candles. A circle of candles that are clearly not burning anymore, like deep wax on the floor and stuff like that. Then there's a fireplace in this house. And there's like soot drawings on the floor. Some are inside the circle, some are outside the circle. Me and my dad at this point are just getting all creeped out. Like, it's just weird. Like, I mean, we're just like, what happened? And we walked throughout the rest of the house, and we realized these people left absolutely everything there. They had clothes. They had food in the fridge, milk, a full gallon of milk no one even opened. They had jewelry they had left here, and jewelry you wouldn't just leave behind. I'm not sure it was diamonds to be exact, but jewelry you wouldn't just leave behind. At this point, we're just like, what happened? Like, it's just so creepy. And we go down in the basement, which I'd call it a basement. It's more like a cellar, where I'd been in this house one more time, and I was so scared of the basement because I knew there was a big, probably like a cistern in the basement, like a big well. We go in the well. My dad has like a flashlight, one of the company, and we shine the flashlight down the well, and we see there's like clothes down there. Like, oh, it almost looks like a body is down the well, like clothes down there. So my dad gets a huge, huge chain, lowers it down there, and pulls up clothes. It has like a hook on the end. He like Jimmy rigged a hook on the end, and pulls clothes up there. These soaking wet clothes. And we just don't know what happened. So my dad, one of his best friends, happened to be a cop for the local police who lived here. So he like calls his buddy up and he says, I don't want to give his name, but he says, I don't know if I should be reporting a kidnapping or someone just trying to stiff me on rent. my parents did not believe in ghosts at all. So at this point, my dad, I can see it in his eyes. He's confused. There's like I said, the circle of candles. Like there's something looks like cult going on, like weird stuff. The police friend says that he'll look into it. He looks into it, and this like weeks have gone by, and we didn't want to touch anything. My dad wanted to clean up and try to get new tenants, but he didn't want to clean up and ruin evidence if it happened to be a kidnapping. And his police friend came over one day to have a beer like they did every couple weekends. And we were talking about it there, and I was sitting with them, and they just had no idea where these people possibly went. They had names and records of them. They had worked for numerous churches, and they had called the ex-churches to see if they had ever fled on them or something like that, called the church that they're working at now. Church had no idea where these people went, this whole family. Till this day, it remains a mystery. These people skipped out on rent and left more than their rent was worth. To this day, I kind of cling on to the notion of something scared them. That house has seen a lot of different tenants over the year. It's definitely at least over 100 years old. I just can't think of many good reasons of why someone would get up and leave all their children's clothing, all their food, bikes, stuff like that. They literally packed up their one minivan the family shared, and they are somewhere to this day that we do not know about. So again, I don't know if that's a ghost story. I don't know if you guys will even play it, but it's something that really creeped me out through the years. Thanks. Have a good one.
That's good.
So the question is, did these people just take off for whatever reason, and then other people came in and did what looks like demonic activity around the house? Was the family doing this sort of thing? Like they had kids.
Were they fleeing somebody? Were they fleeing to get away from somebody? And then the people that showed up looking for them fucked up the house.
Brought in the coffin. That was like a red herring to get them looking in the wrong direction.
And they, well, or as a sign or like a warning.
Yeah, message,
Oh, like a message, yeah. Mm. Like, you know, who knows? I don't know. I mean, I have no idea, you know, more information about the people. But, you know, if they were mixed up in some stuff, you know, I mean, that's quite a sign to give somebody. Maybe assuming that they're going to come back and see that. That could make, from a human sense, a human standpoint, that could make sense. That they were fleeing somebody and those people got there and they weren't there and they fucked up their place.
Yeah, it's really strange.
I don't know what to think about that, but I can't imagine being his age seeing that. Like that would freak me out pretty hard if I were, you know, like a teenager or a young kid or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and to walk in and see a coffin.
Yeah.
And then what looks like some kind of weird ritual stuff with candles and then clothes and the cistern thing in the cellar. The whole thing is just creepy.
Have you seen the new display that they have at Bath and Body and White Barn, where it's like a half casket, and it's infinisense is what it is, and you can get your casket, and it's like little like things for your casket, so you can have your favorite Bath and Body scent to infinity. Oh, Infinisense, new from Infinisense. Bath and Body.
You just came up with Infinisense.
It looks like a little urn with like a little thing on top, and then the scents are endless. It's so compacted and it lasts forever. You know, or at least until everybody's dead that gives a shit. But then it's there. So they can always smell it. And, you know, when the rapture comes, then when they come out of the ground, it can smell like, you know, bergamot and musk or you know, summer rain dew. You can, anything you want, you can get that for your Infinisense. And, and just think how other people are going to thank you, because it's going to be a lot of shitty smells at that moment in time. And you're like, oh my God, these dead bodies are coming out of the ground. Like, is that Meyer Lemon?
I think it'd be cool. Wouldn't it be cool, like, if you could package somebody's smell. Now, like Tony, I know you've told the story of like a glass jar that smells like your grandparents' house or something.
Yep,
right?
Right there. Yep.
I wonder, wouldn't it be cool if you could capture somebody's smell and always have that to remember them by? That would be cool.
I wonder how
as long as they were good smelling. Now, if they're bad smelling, and we know some people like that, mm-hmm. I don't think I'd want to get that bottled up.
But their actual smell, like not just the perfume or cologne that they were, but their bodily scent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you do that, but that would be interesting if there was a way to do that. I wonder. I don't know.
Get on that. Would you please?
Okay. I've got it taken care of.
You get into a booth at Bath and Body, and then it scans you, and then you come out the other side and you have a candle that smells like you. It's the new Gein collection. They all come in these like leather wrapped candle holders, and you're like, that's a weird looking leather.
Maybe they use your skin on it too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You never know. These are very authentic. Is that a toenail? Yeah, it's.
it is.
That's what the wick is. In the new Gein collection at Bath and Body. Oh, there you go. Something to go to bed to, kids, and have some sweet dreams. I was dreaming about Bath and Body's Gein collection. You're welcome. All right. If you want access to the bonus episodes, Apple Podcasts, Patreon, search Real Ghost Stories Online, check us out. Help support the program. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening. Press subscribe and toodaloo.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.